This is Pat Tomlinson, and I'm talking with Shane Frantum and Dustin Wharf. Both are district sales managers with Ag Spectrum. Shane resides in central Iowa, and his district encompasses the central and western parts of Iowa. Dustin is the district sales manager for Illinois. He lives in the south central part of that state. Both are fairly new in their position. Shane began his role late last September, and Dustin stepped into his role at the beginning of 2023, so they're still in their first year with the company. I wanted to talk with both of these gentlemen because I think those of us who have been with Ag Spectrum longer may benefit from hearing some different perspectives from fresh sets of eyes on how we as a company look to someone coming from the conventional ag supply industry, but yet who also now has the experience of getting to understand Ag Spectrum from the inside. Hopefully we may learn something from their thoughts and experiences that can make us more effective in our roles representing Ag Spectrum and the Maximum Farming System. So Shane and Dustin, I want to thank both of you for taking the time from your schedules to talk. I really appreciate it. How are you guys doing, and how are things going in your areas right now?
This is Shane. Good morning. Well, we've had some extreme heat here in the last week or so, but we've got a lot of guys pushing hard to finish foliars. So a lot of activity out there, but we've got a lot of foliars being sprayed in central and northern Iowa.
How about you, Dustin?
We're actually shaping up to look really good through most of Illinois. There's been a lot of fungicides and foliars going on the last couple weeks. Most people are getting to the point where they're finishing up right now. So earlier in the spring, we were looking dry, but then we got some rains that came in, and everything's looking really good right now. So foliars have been going full force. We've still had some spotty rains, so everything's actually looking really good.
Well, congratulations on getting through your first foliar season, and I'm glad things are looking good in both your districts. I know the first year as a district manager can be a drinking from the fire hose type of experience, but before we get into that, can you each give us a brief description of what you were doing before you joined Ag Spectrum, and what drove your decision to step into your current role?
This is Shane, and I basically have spent my entire career in the seed business, probably for the last 25 years with different organizations, and had an opportunity last summer to look around, and I thought, I'm at the point in my career, you know, I want a different challenge. I want to try something new. Heard a lot of good things about Ag Spectrum, but one of the things that really appealed to me is, one, they've been in business a long time. It's an integrated approach to growers. I think as you think about how can you best influence and impact an operation, I thought this would be a good opportunity to do that. And that's what I've seen so far, is the level of information that you can provide a grower, I have never seen it before. And it's been, as you had stated, drinking from the fire hose, yeah. You know, it gets easier every day. Sometimes you have to see it to believe it as well. And, you know, fortunately, in the last couple months, we've actually got to see the stuff in motion, right? Where you're walking fields and you're seeing things. And it just opens your eyes. It makes you a believer. And I think it drives you to talk to as many folks as you can.
Thanks, Shane. Dustin, can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing before joining the company and what drove your decision to accept the DSM role?
Well, I spent 7 years in working in retail, 7 or 8 years working, you know, in the seed industry as a sales representative. And then most recently, I was working as a fertilizer broker, selling fertilizer to retail companies. So I had the opportunity to come here, and Ag Spectrum had kind of caught my interest, and they had kind of been on my radar. So I was kind of already aware of who they were and what they were doing. But when I really had the opportunity to look at coming here, it was interesting to me to see what we really do and what we really bring to the farmer. I had always kind of known that there was maybe a better and different way to do things than what I had experience doing, you know, always kind of looking for that silver bullet, that one product that'll fix everybody's problem. That doesn't exist. When I really got to looking into Ag Spectrum and what we do and how we put the Maximum Farming System together, the basic science and how we focus on that, what does it need? Why does it need it? When does it need it? What formulation does it need it in? I kind of knew there had to be something to that, and it's a lot. It's drinking from the fire hose when you're trying to learn it, but really the system is actually pretty simple when you get down to what it really is, just, you know, providing the crop what it needs, when it needs it, how it needs it. Once I kind of understood what the maximum farming system is. It was basically what I'd been looking for a long time. Yeah. That would be the appeal of Ag Spectrum for me.
Now that you've both spent the better part of a year with Ag Spectrum, what are your observations on how the company compares with the rest of the ag supply industry? What are the differences that most stand out in your mind? Why don't you go first, Shane?
You know, a couple things come to mind. I think about it, it's a holistic approach. I think we take a long view. I mean, you know, we don't try to conquer something overnight. It's a process. And for some of these folks, we can plug in and get things rolling 1 year. Some of it might take 3 years, might take four. You meet a guy where he's at. That's really important because there's some folks out there that have experience, you know, with the starter fertilizers, and there's some that have zero experience, but they're looking for different ways to get better. One of the biggest things that I think separates us is just the fact that we can have some conversations about things that we don't sell. You know, air water management, right? One of my first meetings was with Gary Brown. You know, I learned a great deal there. You know, let's start with the soil. What do we have to work with here? Where do we need to adjust, tweak, fix? I think having those conversations and then going into, here's what we do, here's why we do it. You think about the life of a corn plant and you walk a guy through that. Well, it all starts to make sense. The plant needs this at this time. Does that make sense? Yeah, that makes sense. I think we do a really nice job of, and how we differentiate and separate ourselves is having the level of information and basic conversations with a guy about his current state. You know, what does he want to accomplish? What does your maps look like? Do we need to get your, you know, your Cal-Meg ratio in a place that it isn't today? So we spend the time, the folks that I work with, that's one of the reasons they have been successful. We just don't blow in and blow out. It's a more in-depth, it's not an hour conversation. Typically, it's a three-hour conversation. And then we got to sort of say, well, let's do this for our next follow-up. You don't have to say everything the first time. Start here. Let's start here. And then let's get back together and we'll tell you why we do this. There's synergy involved with all these things. So, and we take an approach that this is a customer for life, not for a year. And I think that serves us well.
Thanks, Shane. Dustin, what are your thoughts and observations so far?
I think what separates us is that we look a little bit different. We act different. We talk different than most other suppliers in the ag industry. How we do that, I think, you know, a lot is because we try to bring information and answers to the farmer. In previous experience, it's always tied to a product. As salespeople, we want to have the answer always be our product. What's different about what we do is we bring so much information to the farm that is not tied to anything that we sell. Shane already touched on it. You know, we start focusing on things like air and water management, and that's not tied to anything we sell, but we're trying to bring best practices and information and solutions that aren't tied to anything that's a sales pitch. You know, we're just trying to do things more efficiently, and I think that's really unique in the ag industry. That's not something I've ever experienced before. We don't talk a lot in our meetings about product because that's not what we're focused on. What we're really trying to focus on is making things more efficient. Why do we do what we do and how do we do it better? How do we continually try to improve, to bring answers and information and best practices to the farm, not just trying to make a sale or trying to promote a product? That's really unique. I don't think you see a lot of that in the ag industry. So that's what really kind of separates what we do out from what a lot of other people do that I see.
I think it's interesting that you both stress the lack of a traditional product focus and the way in which we constantly stress the total system and the educational approach to help growers understand the hows and whys. That's way off the normal marketing approach in ag. I think it's like the adage about the fish living and dying and never knowing it's in water. And it seems like in the ag industry, a lot of people never realize what a product-centric environment they're swimming in because they're completely immersed in it and it's all they know, unless they're plucked out of it and get exposed to an ag spectrum approach.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. And the thing I've noticed about Ag Spectrum is the company tends to attract a lot of the same sort of people, really good people. Shane, I know you've talked about this before out in Arizona. It seemed like a family reunion when we were there. We have the same mindset and we see things maybe just a little bit differently than a lot of other people in the ag industry.
I would echo what Dustin said. You know, and that's interesting because sometimes you just know. And I go back to the first conversation with Wayne, and I mean, you know, like, could say, okay, we've got a lot of commonality, and then as you get to know, you know, the rest of the folks on the team, and now the area managers and the dealers, and I think we truly live it, and I think, you know, people have fun, they work hard, and they care about one another, and those are my observations, you know, up to this point. I think that's really cool. That's a great environment to work in. It's just been really enjoyable.
Yeah. You've brought up the recent NDS and MFCC event in Arizona. One of the things I always considered really unique in Ag Spectrum was the regular opportunities that all of our associates have at NDS, at dealer launch, at the Maximum Farming Forums each year, to really interact and get to know absolutely everyone who has an impact on company operations, both the Maximum Farming system and the day-to-day business practices of the company. You may hear dealers with other companies talk about a visit to a farm a few years ago from a national sales manager or company vice president, but the repeated opportunities to get to know our board and management, even non-company researchers, as well as their candor with us, creates such a well-informed and knowledgeable dealer force that they can be a huge resource for all of us learning the system also. What's been your impression of the board's personal involvement with the company operations, both at company events and sales efforts in general? Let's start with you, Dustin.
Something I've been very impressed with is how accessible everybody within the company is. They're willing to go out to the farm with you, and they do it often. The interaction between everyone within the company and with the customers has been really impressive, and I think that means a lot to the customers, because you don't see that a whole lot through the ag industry. Pat, you mentioned it, you know, every now and then you might get one person that'll interact with a big customer, but you don't see board members or founders of companies going out and interacting with everyone that we're doing business with out in the field. And it's been really impressive, and I think that's a huge part of who we are and why the company's been successful.
I would agree with that, Dustin. It's a nice point of differentiation, and I've had Gary and Terry out for meetings and then walk in fields. Customers appreciate it. When someone says, well, hear from the horse's mouth. Well, the horse's mouth's right here. These guys have been in the business a long time, and they're very well respected. Tapping into that as much as we can with new folks is really going to help us get some new people on board and help drive the business. But it's fun to have the accessibility. We can actually bring them out, have a few days with them, and, you know, pick their brain. It's a great opportunity, and continue to use it as much as we can.
What trends do you see in today's marketplace that may present opportunities for the company? Why don't you start this time, Shane?
Say a couple things. Ag industry, right? It's always changing. Margins are being more compressed, it seems like, every year because of input costs. So there's opportunities on a couple fronts. One, there's seed dealers. There's other folks that are looking to drive, you know, additional revenue streams. What a great business where they can have their seed business and they can work with a segment of that group on the Ag Spectrum business. It's a natural fit. Those opportunities always exist, but it just seems like it's a little bit different now. Some of these guys are working for really large organizations, and I think we would have a nice fit, because a lot of people still want to go back and say, yeah, I'd like to sort of work for a family-oriented business if I could. The other thing is what they started 40 years ago has now become popular. I mean, I don't know how many, you know, folks I talked to this week that are selling seed, but now they're asked to sell, you know, a foliar or whatever. And so everyone has got into the business. They're talking to farmers about everything we're doing. So that's a different conversation than probably it was even 10 years ago. When you start talking about the starters and the reasons we're, you know, use Crozyme and the micros, everyone's like, oh, yeah, no, I've tried something or I've heard about it. It makes maybe the conversation a little bit easier. But now it's, yeah, but here's why we're different. We look at it as a system. And here's why. One product, just like one hybrid, is not going to, you know, bring you to the promised land. And we recognize that because we've been in the business a long time. And so I think with everyone in the industry talking about stuff and selling things, one, there's distractions there, right? So you got to keep people, yep, I get it. They're trying to sell a product and you know, cut price and just try to fix one thing. I think that enables us to have the conversation with a broader group that probably has some recognition of what we're doing, but not exactly from a process and system standpoint.
What are your thoughts, Dustin?
Yeah, I would agree. I think one thing I've noticed is a lot of farmers out there are starting to get away from the traditional retail ag co-op. And not that those don't still have value as far as, you know, service they can provide, but as far as information, there's a lot of people out there that are coming to the realization that the information that they are probably getting from a lot of the old-fashioned co-op, you know, ag retailers out there is probably not what is best. You know, the information that you get is self-serving to the retailer. It's what's going to be cost-effective and easiest for them to do. There's so much information out there right now that people are waking up to the idea that there's probably better ways to go about things like feeding your crop. They try to put a system together by themselves, but because there's so much information out there, I think it can kind of be overwhelming. So you end up with so many people trying to do so many different things. There's a lot of companies out there that no matter what question you have, they have a product for it. I've actually seen it out on a couple farms where we've been talking to people, and you can tell they've been trying to put 8 different products in the planter at one time, and we tell them, actually, no, this is what we do, this is why we do it, and this is why it's effective. You can almost just see that light bulb go off in their head, and they're like, oh, well, finally somebody's put it together. And so that's what I think our opportunity is out there, is I think there's a lot of people looking for a system as they move away from, you know, what they've traditionally been told. But when they start moving away, it can be overwhelming, and when you have it together in a system for them already, it's so valuable.
That's a really good point, Dustin. We had hired a new dealer, and that was exactly, he goes, you guys have put it together. I'm not fishing over here. I'm not going over here and here. There's a lot of people out there searching. There's no reason why we can't walk on every farm and have conversation with all these growers. Some of these guys you think, oh, they're great targets. They might not be. But you find out pretty quick and you move on. Some of them all of a sudden, yeah, the light bulb goes off. That would be my 2 cents. And let's go out. Let's talk to people we haven't talked to. Some will do it and some won't. But we really can demonstrate. We know what we're talking about. We have examples of success using, you know, the people that are in the system as our advocates, and is a real opportunity for us. And I plan to do that, utilizing those resources, our own people, our own associates, and in some of those customers. It's real valuable and helpful.
I would 100% agree, Shane. There's nobody out there that we can't go talk to, because it doesn't matter who it is, what size of farm it is, anything like that. Everybody has questions they're looking for answers to. Such a big part of what we do is we bring information to the farm, best practices and how to be more effective and how to be more efficient. We have a lot of people, whether it's Dr. Gardner, Dr. Smart, board members, that have so much experience and knowledge. There's no farm that we can't bring some sort of value and information for. And I think that's such a unique thing in this industry.
Guys, I really appreciate your taking the time to share your thoughts and impressions with us. I think your willingness to share can help all of us better appreciate what an opportunity we have to represent Ag Spectrum and bring efficiency and value to growers through the Maximum Farming System. Shane, Dustin, thank you both for your time, and good luck finishing out the 2023 growing season.
Thank you, Pat.
Yep, thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.